You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to a Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 13th of September. And this, well, it's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on here, 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place in your radio dial. Right, let's take a look, shall we? It is the 13th of September. Let's look at some of the things that are relevant to today's date. It says here, Day of the Programmers, celebrated on the 256th day of the year. Día de los Niños Héroes in Mexico today. Engineers Day is being celebrated in Mauritius. And I tell you, today is a very important day. International Chocolate Day today, apparently. And Roald Dahl Day today. Now, this is being celebrated in Africa, United Kingdom, and guess what? In Latin America.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Cast a spell on me, you hid me like the sky, fell on me, and I decided you look well on me, so let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me,
turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink, drink it if you can you spend a little time, time is slipping away, away from us, so stay, stay with me, I can make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
I'm glad you came.
Glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
I'm glad you came.
I'm glad you came.
stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came.
Started those two with a song from The Wanted, which was called Glad You Came. And that was, by the way, The Wanted, a British-Irish boy band. Taken, by the way, that was taken the song Glad You Came as the second single off of their studio album, which was called Battleground, released on the 10th of July back in 2011. And followed on there, that's going back to 1972, Three Dog Night. And that was Black and White. Now, Black and White, it was the song, it was written back in 1954 by David I. Arkin and Earl Robinson, and first recorded by Pete Seeger, featuring an African-American child in 1956, and this was from the album Love Songs for Friends and Foes. Well, the most successful recording of the song was the one that we played, the pop version by Three Dog Night in 72. It reached number one on both the Billboard Hot 100 and Billboard Easy Listening Charts as well. Billboard did rank it a number 63 song of 1972, and it was Danny Hutton singing the lead vocals, with a children's chorus adding their voices to the song. That was all rather nice, isn't it? Time to put your jeans on. That is David Dundas pulling on his blue jeans this morning. And that's bringing us, we're just a few seconds away from 14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. I tell you what, we've got a nice surprise for you coming in a little bit later on in the 8 o'clock hour of this morning's program. Komodo, yes, the band, the heavy metal band, which has just come back from Germany, from Kraken, from winning a contest. So we're going to have a couple of members of the band coming in a little bit later on this morning, which is all going to be rather nice. A lot of fun. We like a lot of fun, don't we? Of course we do. But we're going to have a little bit of fun right now. What we're going to do, we're going to put you in the shower this morning. We've only got a few seconds to go before the official 30 seconds, in fact, official start of the shower song. And I tell you, I got a good one. It was a Donna Summer record, and it was remixed, and it was brilliant. I remember bopping away to this one. Those were the days when I could actually move. The Rollo and Sister Bliss mix. Donna Summer. And what is it? It's I Feel Love. Oh, yes, it's amazing, isn't it, how some songs stick in your head and you can remember exactly where you were, what you were doing at that particular time. And that was, say, I Feel Love. Time to get you out. There we go. On your way right now to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. I hope you're going to have a wonderful day. The original sort of the unmixed version of I Feel Love that was released back in 1977, summer of 1977, in July of that year. And came off of Donna Summer's album, Remember Yesterday. But that particular one, I remember that mix, the Rollo and Sister Bliss mix. And it was a club in Covent Garden called Mandy's back in those days. I remember bopping away to it. It's funny, the whole place pops up in your mind, just like it was yesterday. Don't you think so?
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee. We'll be right back.
dick does a sex machine to all the chicks.
You damn right.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
Cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about.
Right on. You see, this cat chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, chef?
Well, he can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
Don't make them like they used to, do they? That was Isaac Hayes and Shaft. Following on from Gene Knight, by the way, and Mr. Big Stuff. The theme from Shaft, it was written and recorded there by Isaac Hayes back in 1971. The soul and funk styles theme song to the Metro and Golden Mare movie of the same name, Shaft. Released as a single, shortened and edited from the longer album version 2 months after the movie's soundtrack. By Stax Records, Enterprise label. The theme from Shaft went to number 2 on the Billboard Soul Singles chart, behind Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler by Marvin Gaye, and to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States. That was November of 1971. Also well received by adult audiences, reaching number 6 on the Billboard Easy Listening chart, believe it or not. And is considered by some to be one of the first disco songs. Isaac Hayes. And that was the theme from Shaft. If you are keeping an eye on the time here on this morning's breakfast show, it is 26 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. This is Eurythmics. Right by your side. time on The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, for this morning. The time right now is 6:30, exactly the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Tuesday morning, boys and girls, the 13th of September. Just going to take a look at a few things in the local news for this morning. Not many articles, but quite long ones, covering quite a bit. So we're going to start off with the candidates. This is a candidate for candidacy by free application, continuing to search for citizen support, and it's happening at a dizzying pace, apparently. This is to obtain the required signatures and thus appear on the ballot for the 2024 elections. Since the process of collecting signatures began on August the 15th, the pre-candidates for President of the Republic, Deputy Mayor and Corregimiento Representative have collected a total of 267,922 supporting signatures. Now, this is a record figure according to the Tribunal Electoral, taking into account that in 2018, in the first 4 months, they collected 90,000 signatures. So that's all going ahead at a fair old pace. The rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, this is Etelvina de Bonagas, defended on Monday the salary increase in favour of administrative staff and teachers for the year 2023. These are rights acquired by law and approved by this assembly, said the official during the support of the university's budget, which amounts to $95.6 million for 2023. And De Bonagas indicated that the university now has 400 professors with a doctorate and 600 with a master's degree. God, that's 1,000 teachers. Despite the fact that similar issues have been addressed, this is another topic, despite the fact that similar issues have been addressed in both instances of dialogue, Paulina Franceschi, executive coordinator of the Bicentennial Pact, considered that what has been achieved is not comparable with the conjunctural response that social groups and the executive have sought in response to the crisis at the single dialogue table that has been taking place now since July in Penonome. Basic food baskets, social security, access to public services and the cost of medicines were among the topics discussed in both instances. There is convergence between what was agreed and signed at the single dialogue table and with the pact. Therefore, the pact provides greater legitimacy to what was achieved in Penonome, Franceschi stated. And moving on for that, by the way, just finishing that, Franceschi did make a call to make a deep reflection. Let's put aside interests and seek the common good. Now, more than half of 15 of the 25 turnkey contracts that the Ministry of Public Works has put out to tender since 2019 have already been endorsed by the Comptroller General of the Republic. In total, the Ministry of Public Works plans to award 25 projects in which the contractor will provide the funds to carry out the work, and then the state will cancel the debt through a schedule of two payments previously established in the specifications. The Comptroller's Office has given its approval to 15 contracts, and about 10 have an order to proceed or have begun their execution process. And that's hopefully going to fill the holes in the road. In the executive, or if the executive approves Bill 342, which invalidates actions of the National Authority for Public Services, ASEP, to free the easement of electrical projects, the cost of these investments will be higher. Now, this is all to do with putting up new lines for electricity transmission. This is what Ivan Barria warns, former manager of the State Electricity Transmission Company, ETESA, and who had to face delays due to conflicts with landowners during the construction of the third transmission line. With this law, it would be more expensive to build lines due to the abuses of landowners, and the time for negotiation would be infinite, warns Barria. Says this is disastrous and unnecessary because the ASEP does not authorize expropriations. It is only easement rights, said Barria. He says, we are paying almost the cost of the land to go pass through, even though the owner of the land remains the owner, he says. And just finishing that topic, Barria recalls that at the time he made a comparison, and ETESA paid almost $60 million in easement for the third electricity line, which is 300 kilometers long, while in Spain, for a similar project, they paid about $10 million for the easement. And the easement, as I get it, is what they have to compensate a landowner for using or going across their land. So I don't know about here, but I mean, in the United Kingdom, if they want to build a road or they want to do something like that, they actually do have a law which gives the government every right to possess the land, whether you like it or not. They have to pay you, of course, they have to pay you the going rate for the land, but they can physically take hold of it. But we're not in the United Kingdom, it's just a thought. Time on The Breakfast Show, 23 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock, here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Just waiting to see if the sun comes up this morning. It's quite cloudy out there this morning, but...
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in completeness where his feet had. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird.
praise for the sea
in you,
praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
There we go, isn't that great? That was Joe Cocker and the letter. It was a song originally written by Wayne Carson, and was it was first recorded by the American rock band The Box Tops. Remember them back in 1967. And so it has done extremely well. It's been copied by a few people, but that one, that version there by Joe Cocker, that was released in April of 1970. And it was during the rehearsals for his upcoming Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour on March the 17th back in 1970, Leon Russell and the Shelter People provided the backup. Russell and Denny Cordell produced the recording. A&M Records released it as a single with Space Captain, which was on the B-side, and did appear on Billboard's Hot 100 in April of 1970. Eventually reached number 7. The letter became Joe Cocker's first top 10 single in the United States. In the UK, the single reached number 39. And I have it on I have good information. Our friend John Carney used to play, apparently, with Joe Cocker. 14 before 7 o'clock.
We'll do it all. Everything. On our own. We don't need anything. Or if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say how I feel. Those three words I said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me a garden.
stay here? Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Oh, wouldn't it be nice forgetting the world, eh? Chasing Cars from Snow Patrol. This is Steps. I don't know how many. Oh, it says 25 revisited remix. Cold Stomp. 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. tell you what, it's sad. It's still, you know, it's difficult to get over it, isn't it? So sad. She's no longer around. Ollie and Jay, yes, Olivia Newton-John. And Xanadu. Take us up to the top of the hour. I'm not your stepping stone.
Tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. No! Not your stepping stone. Girl, you didn't have no shoes, but now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's. Who's I said, I'm not your stepping stone.
Not your stepping stone. And you recognise who that was? Do you remember that one? That comes from the Monkees. Time on the Breakfast Show, exactly 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And indeed, some good advice there, our friends at Encuentro 24. By the way, don't forget, if you've got a car to sell, put it on there, Encuentro 24. They sell quick. They sell one car about every 6 minutes on Encuentro 24, so go and check them out. Now, the De Gourmet Store. This is important to you because you're making your way to work right now. You might be a little bit hungry. The De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen store and specialty foods store, they are also now in Paitia Mall. Now, Paitia Mall is next to the Panama Clinic and that is, of course, within the Pacific Center Complex. And they're waiting for you there at the De Gourmet Store in Paitia Mall, waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. So do pop along. Plenty of great options for you there. Got things like baked breads and best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas. Oh, I'm hungry. Let's take a look. And see, now talking about cars, you might be sort of sitting in your car now thinking, yeah, when did I last have it serviced? But I tell you what, you can get it checked out. If your car is from the year 2010 or newer, okay, and if you get in touch with our friends at Valley Motors and say, hey, we're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D this morning, and he mentioned you, and he said, if I said hello and told you that I heard it, I could get a free full inspection for my car, which is about a $50 value. All you got to do is contact Valley Motors on WhatsApp. The number is 64310419, 64310419. 0419 Bally Motors. All right, you can get in touch with them, and they will give your car that check-up. All right, do go along. Don't wait. If you're in your car right now and it's making funny noises, go and check it out.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And by the way, let's take a look, shall we, at 3 minutes after seven, some of the international news for this morning. King Charles heads for Northern Ireland today, Tuesday, leading the mourning for Queen Elizabeth in the four parts of the United Kingdom before his mother's coffin is flown today to London ahead of 4 days of lying in state. After a silent vigil attended by Charles, his sister Anne and brothers Andrew and Edward in St. Giles Cathedral in the Scottish capital Edinburgh on Monday, people queued overnight to file past the Queen's coffin, some with sleeping children. Charles, who's now 73 years of age, is travelling to the four parts of the United Kingdom before the Queen's funeral on the 19th of September. In Northern Ireland, people started to line the streets at Hillsborough Castle, the monarch's official residence ahead of his visit. "We came out to pay our respects to Queen Elizabeth because she was a fantastic queen and very loyal to Northern Ireland, and we wanted to be here to welcome the new king," said Heather Paul, 61, holding flowers and a small Union flag. Ukraine said on Tuesday it aimed to liberate all of its territory after driving back Russian forces in the northeast of the country in a rapid offensive, but called on the West to speed up deliveries of weapon systems to back the advance. Since Moscow abandoned its main bastion in northeastern Ukraine on Saturday, making it its worst defeat since the early days of the war, Ukraine troops have recaptured dozens of towns in a stunning shift in battleground momentum. Russia has largely ceded its gains near Kharkiv, and many of the withdrawing Russian soldiers have exited Ukraine, moving over the border back into Russia, a senior US military official said on Monday. As it pulls back, the United States has seen anecdotal reports of Russian forces abandoning their equipment, which could be indicative of Russia's disorganized command and control, the U.S. military official said, speaking on condition of anonymity. France has lost a national treasure with the death of film director Jean-Luc Godard, the godfather of the country's new wave cinema, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Tuesday. Jean-Luc Godard was the most iconoclastic of the new wave filmmakers. "We lose a national treasure," Macron said on Twitter. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Monday his government will present a proposal to the United Nations aimed at resolving Russia's war against Ukraine. And China's foreign ministry declined to say whether President Xi Jinping will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin or Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Regional Security Bloc Summit this week. The summit will take place in Uzbekistan from September the 15th. And if you're thinking of travelling, well, Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport has asked airlines to cancel flights between 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. local time on Monday. This is due to labour shortages, it said in a statement. The move comes as one of Europe's busiest airports again grapples with long lines, leading to some travellers missing their flights. Travel at Schiphol has been disrupted on and off since April. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled and queues have become routine. And that's it. That's some of the international business news for this morning. At the bottom of the hour, 7:30, we'll take a look and see what's happening in the world of business. And in between the two, we're going to see what is happening with the weather. Looking out the studio window right now, it is cloudy. It's probably fading to grey out there, you know. This is Visage. Devenir gris.
été anglais, j'entends les notes d'une chanson lointaine, sortant des dernières atmosphères, espérant que la vie ne fût aussi longue.
Jerry D.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Yeah.
there we go. That's Clymie Fisher and Rise to the Occasion. And following on there, of course, it was Fade to Grey, wasn't it? And that was from Visage. 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, we're going to take one more piece of music after that. We'll see what the weather's doing, shall we? I tell you what, the blind's open. It's not a good sign. Amy Grant and Lucky One, and that's brought us to 18, making our way up to 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Depends how you look at it, it might be good news or it might be bad news, but I'm just collecting to Itessa's website. This site can't be reached. No, says that's where it says can't be reached, but if I go to any of my other things, it's obviously only to do with that, because everything else is working. So looks like their website is down at the moment. We will keep checking it and see how we get on. I will try it on another computer just in case, but I don't think that is the case. So it is back to the music. I've got no sunshine, but well, this might cheer you up a bit.
I love the colorful clothes the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Sunshine, isn't it? That's Beach Boys medley for you there. And checking, it's not reachable, it's the hydrometeorology site is not functioning at the moment. We will keep an eye on it and see if it pops up later on during the program. Don't forget, joining us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we've got coming in to chat with us, Carlos Owens. Carlos is the lead guitarist, and Hugo Andrade, he's vocals and rhythm guitarist. Come on, you know who that's for, don't you? Komodo. Yep, the band Komodo. They just won an award. Heavy metal. Be slightly different music for you. But we'll be doing a lot of talking, don't worry. It's great music, though, trust me. 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. My album of the week is an album. It's Bruce Springsteen's music. His songs all performed by ladies. It's a brilliant album. And this track is from Mary Chapin Carpenter, and it's her version of Downtown Train.
Punched a hole in the nighttime. I climbed through the window and out to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full with all those Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little worlds. You wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Oh, be careful of them in the dark. If I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh, baby, now, can't you hear me now? Will I see you tonight? Doorway. I walk down your street and past your gate. I stand by the light of the four-way. You watch them as they fall. Ooh, they all have heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. Will I see you tonight?
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50, PH The Towers.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And there we go. Time on the breakfast show, half past the hour of 7 o'clock. Taking a look at some of the business news for this morning. The dollar was heading for its longest losing streak in a year, and world stocks were higher for a fifth straight day on Tuesday. This is ahead of U.S. inflation data expected to show the furious surge in prices may finally be cresting. Another welcome dip in European gas prices helped the stocks 600 move up 0.2%, lifting MSCI's 47-country world index a similar amount ahead of another expected rise on Wall Street later. Eurozone bond markets had seen yields flinch lower after German business confidence data showed rising recession angst there. But the day's main event will be U.S. inflation figures due at 12:30 GMT, data that will feed into next week's Federal Reserve meeting. Fund managers are super bearish, with average allocations to cash at the highest since 2001 and allocation to global stocks at an all-time low, according to Bank of America's monthly survey of global fund managers for September. The results come even as MSCI's gauge of stocks around the world has rallied 3% so far in September, though after a bruising first half, the index is still down 16% this year. The survey also marks a return to doom and gloom after August's iteration found investors were bearish but no longer apocalyptically so. Like an apocalypse, apocalyptically so. There we go, that's better. Britain's jobless rate hit its lowest since 1974, but the drop was due mostly to a fall in the size of the workforce, and there were other signs that the country's jobs boom is petering out, adding to the Bank of England's inflation headache. The unemployment rate sank to 3.6% in the 3 months of 2 July. The Office of National Statistics and Economists polled by Reuters had expected it to hold at 3.8%. Oil prices rose in volatile trade on Tuesday as worries about tight fuel supplies ahead of winter offset investor concerns about lower demand in China, the world's biggest crude importer, and further increases in US and European interest rates. Brent crude had risen 50 cents or 0.5% to $94.50 a barrel by 6:44 GMT, while WTI crude increased by 52 cents or 0.6% to $88.30 a barrel. Both contracts fell by more than a dollar earlier in the session. Alphabet unit Google will face damages claims for up to 25 billion euros, that's around about $25.4 billion, over its digital advertising practices in two suits to be filed in British and Dutch courts in the coming weeks by a law firm on behalf of publishers. Google's ad tech has recently drawn scrutiny from antitrust regulators following complaints from publishers. The French competition watchdog imposed a 220 million euro fine on the company last year, while the European Commission and its UK peer are investigating whether Google's ad tech business gives it an unfair advantage over rivals and advertisers. And lastly for this morning, Honda Motor Company plans to launch more than 10 electric motorcycle models globally in the next 3 years, it said on Tuesday, part of the Japanese manufacturer's aim to achieve carbon neutrality for motorcycles by the 2040s. Honda, which dominates the global motorcycle business, faces challenges in shifting to electric, with motorcycles wildly popular in developing economies. The move to electric may mean heavier vehicles and higher prices, it said. This is raising barriers to entry for developing market consumers. So there we are. That's some of the things in the international business news for this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 13th of September.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Stay, it's what you know.
that's they call themselves Two Door Cinema Club, and that is what you know. And we're 19 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at 89.3 Cool FM. And I mentioned yesterday we played a track off of the album. It's a new album, which has come out from Julian Lennon. Well, new to me anyway. And the album, which is simply called Jude. And I thought I'd give you another track off that this morning. It's Julian Lennon. It's called Round and Round Again.
Today, I wanna change the way I feel. Dig deeper down inside for something real. But I know the song will never rhyme until the winds of time will let me heal. Love is all and love is real. I've had enough of sadness and tears flying so low.
Said that was called Round and Round Again, and that's the new off of the new album called Jude from Julian Lennon. First impression from what I have played so far has been very good. It's not a bad album at all. Right, I tell you what, let's take a look at some of the things relevant to today's date. It is the 13th of September, and we're going to go back all the way back to the year 122. Construction of Hadrian's Wall begins. This is the wall between England and Scotland. 1501, Michelangelo begins work on his statue of David. 1584, San Lorenzo de Escorial Palace in Madrid is finished. 1609, Henry Hudson reaches the river that would later be named after him. Yes, you've got it, the Hudson River. And 1789, the United States government took out its what? Its first loan. Oh, there we go. And we are now 14 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. Leads me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away has left a pool of tears crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know the way. Many times I've been alone, Many times I've cried. Oh, anyway.
Lovely version that is. That is Will Young in A Long and Winding Road. 9.5 minutes, that's before the top of the hour. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock we'll be taking a look at some of the local news for you. And joining me in the 8 o'clock hour, probably around about 8.25, 8.30, Komodo. Yes, the band that has done extremely well for us, the metal band. They're going to be coming in and chatting to us, telling us all about their experiences over there in Germany.
Ha ha, I need
We'll Light My Fire from Take That. No mistaking that female voice in there, though, is there? Lulu. I tell you what, take a look at the time. We're just making our way 6 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. I got just the track for you. Taking us up there? Yes. It's the weather report. Natural fact, the site is up, but I want to read it out for you right now. This is Riders on the Storm from the Doors.
riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's your weather forecast for the storm for this morning. You know, they say we're always, every afternoon, isn't it, we're due for thunderstorms. Got them a bit earlier there. What an absolutely classic track that is. Riders on the Storm from Doors. Time on the Breakfast Show. It's time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And I'll tell you what, please don't forget, if you've got a car which is 2010 year, all right, or newer, so 2010 or newer, and get in touch with our friends of Ali Motors, say, I heard Jerry mention this on the Breakfast Show. They'll give you a free full inspection, that's a $50 value, of your car. All you've got to do is contact them today at WhatsApp on 64310419. WhatsApp at 64310419. Of course, that is Valet Motors. And as you make your way in now, it's a 8:15, so you've only got, 3 hours and 45 minutes probably until lunchtime. Don't forget our friends at the Des Gourmets store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, which is now also in Paitia Mall, which is next to the Panama Clinic. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and also those great gourmet products to heat and enjoy. Yes, you just heat them up, and that's it. Take them away, all nice and fresh for you from Des Gourmets. Do go to the Des Gourmets store in Paitia Mall. Do go along and support them.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Feeling the heartache, wondering.
From Mr. Christenberg this morning, and that's brought us to 20 minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Panama, good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's confirmed. I tested positive yesterday for COVID, so I'm in quarantine protocols. Excuse me. It's not as bad as it was the first time. It's more like a cold flu again. But, you know, I warned all the people that I was around over the last couple of days to let them know I started symptoms on Sunday, and yesterday was full-blown. Oh, man, was it full-blown. And today I'm actually feeling a little better. The dentist brought me some medication that is appropriate for this, and guess what? I'm feeling better. I'm taking the medicines, resting a lot, drinking a lot of fluids, doing the right things, you know, avoiding people, spraying my hands, wearing a mask. I haven't gone outside. The only thing I've done is I've fed the cats. That's the only outside I've had, so that's it. No, nothing other than that. But today I can breathe a heck of a lot better than yesterday. Ooh, Sunday night, I thought I was going to have cotton balls stuffed inside my head. I couldn't breathe. But today and last night I breathed really well. So the medication that I took is definitely working. So it's not over till it's over. I understand that there's another set of vaccines coming out pretty soon, so I'm hoping I'm going to get a chance to get one of those or a booster or whatever they want to call it. But at this point, I have it. Yes, indeed, I do. Uh-huh. And it's given me a chance to rest a lot, which I kind of knew I needed to do. Because I've been, what did they call it? You know what? They say burning the candle at both ends is not what most people think it is. Most people, when they say you're burning the candle at both ends, think that you're literally, figuratively, burning both ends of the candle at the same time. That's not truly how it was. What that meant was, back in the time like in Abraham Lincoln when they used candles for light, that you're burning it at both ends of the day, in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. That's what burning the candle at both ends means. A little bit of trivia for you this morning. All right, you guys, stay well. Stay away from me. Back to you in the studio.
Good grief. Well, get well, Ingrid. Yeah, keep yourself wrapped up and find out, get that medication, all right? So, yes, nothing happened to you. What would the Pussycats do? But let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops a line earlier on this morning. She said, wishes everybody a very good day and asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. And it comes from UFO. And it's called Doctor Doctor. That's for Mary Lou this morning. What a goodie. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Jaime, porfa, desconéctate de Wi-Fi para poder bajar este archivo.
Angela, pero si estoy contestando correos.
Sorry, pero tú sabes que aquí si todos nos conectamos al mismo tiempo, bajar archivos pesados es un lío. Dame chance.
Ok, pues...
Parece que tu empresa necesita una mejora en su red Wi-Fi. Aprovecha el Data Surf Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y agenda tu inspección completamente gratis. Te visitamos y asesoramos para llevar el funcionamiento de tus redes inalámbricas al siguiente nivel. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @datasurfpanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. Data Surf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
When the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, I put it from the door. Helpless, I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, the silence hits so hard. 'Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the world love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on. Someone but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell. So far now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love. When I heard that sound. When the walls were caving in, but I see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I heard that sound, yeah, the walls came down. I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin. It was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
All my life I've waited for the chance to see the world above. Tales of boundless seas and skies, the peaceful land to call the home.
There's a good introduction. That's my guest for this morning. It's great to have two of the guys from Komodo with us. We've got Andre and Carlos. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having us here today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
He's the quiet one, right?
I'm a little dizzy from waking up.
I must admit, I had one of those mornings this morning because I normally get up about 5 o'clock. And the alarm went off this morning. I was in the middle of, you ever had one of these dreams, which is really realistic, you know, it's so vivid. And I woke up, I didn't have a clue where I was.
Yeah, that happens.
Great way to start the day. Firstly, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Yeah, did you bring your trophy?
Oh, no. Sadly, we didn't.
We have the shirts.
We got the shirts.
Yeah, we got the shirts. We got plenty of shirts.
No, congratulations. So let's go back to the beginning. You know, how did you guys get together?
Okay, we got together back in 2014, because our bassist had this idea of making a cover show about Megadeth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like looking for musicians, and he called Hugo. At the time, Hugo was traveling to Peru a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he said no, actually. He wasn't on the project on the first attempt. So we were like making this Megadeth cover show, and eventually we convinced him to sing. And then we started, you know, playing covers.
Mm-hmm.
We actually got into one contest that had a category with cover bands.
Okay.
But we were the only cover band. But we did good on the first round, and the judges said, okay, guys, we see that you guys can play Megadeth, you guys can play Metallica, but you are the only cover band here, and we've got a bunch of guys playing original songs. So for the next round, you guys gotta bring some music of your own. And that was like
a
week from that day. It
was I mean, you guys write your own music? I mean, up until then, had you written music?
No.
So basically, we had to write two songs in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So we did.
It was a challenge, but we functioned somehow.
It's a bit like me first thing in the morning as well. Somehow. But in itself, that's quite a feat. I mean, just as but had you written anything before that? No.
Well, our bassist and our drummer, they had a band when they were in high school.
Right.
So they kind of had like a couple ideas hanging around. So we kind of took them and recycled them and made them do something new.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we managed to participate in that contest at that time.
And how did it do? How did it go?
We did well. We didn't win that time.
No.
But
we didn't win because, if you make a song in 1 week, I'm you're not... It's not supposed to sound so good.
I mean, it sounded like a song made in a week. You know,
it's what you should have called it, isn't it? 1 week song.
1 week song. Yeah, that would have been a great working title.
Now, before you started covering Megadeth, etc. I mean, you've been doing music independently, I guess, before then. But had that been your line of music? Is that what you wanted to do? Metal?
Well, actually, yeah. For me, yeah, I fell in love with metal music when I was like on the sixth grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine came with this, do you remember the Walkmans that used to be like a USB?
I remember before the Walkmans, yeah. Trust me. You know. I mean, if you look at that picture over there, that's what I remember.
All right.
Working on the radio there, you know, with sort of things called turntables. Well, they come back.
Yeah.
I mean, they come back
with
in a big,
the,
big way.
Vinyls.
That's right.
Also
that's
back.
Right. Yeah, so trust me. I remember well before the Walkman.
All right. So this friend of mine came to me with a USB Walkman, and
right.
He said, "Yo, listen to this." And I went back home and I put on my earphones and I heard Slipknot. And I was like, oh, this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I don't know. I went with Slipknot and then Trivium and then I heard the classics, Metallica, Megadeth, and I was like, okay, metal music is my thing. And I've been playing guitar forever. So yeah, I switched to acoustic guitar to electric guitar and tried to figure out stuff like by ear or taps. Uh-huh. And that was it for me. I fell into that hole forever.
And how did sort of, because there's what, four of you in the band?
Pardon?
How many in the band? Four of you in the band.
Yes, I think everyone has liked metal sometime. I think they listened mostly to power metal, right?
Well, we have very different styles of metal as influence.
I was just going to say, it's starting to sound a little bit like jazz. I mean, there's so many different versions of jazz. I'll be perfectly honest with you, it's not been my personal style of music. But how do you define a different one? Because we mentioned earlier we had Attica, I think it was, that came in here, and they're a death metal. Band. And how do you define all the different types? How did they develop?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yes, I think it's actually a good thing that we like different genres.
Sure,
because
sure.
I'm mostly a guy that likes grunge. The grunge era from the 90s, somehow I am able to incorporate those lyrics or that type of singing into our band.
Yeah,
and they like different genres as well. They incorporate their own styles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what makes it unique. I'm just guessing here.
I do that all the time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you look more of a Frank Sinatra guy.
Thank you.
Because of the Mohawk.
It's definitely the Mohawk.
Definitely, yes.
So, now, how did this develop? Because you got started, and you went into this competition, which the one-week song didn't do a two-week job. So, but then how you sort of said, okay, fine, well, this is what we want to do. This is where the direction we want to go in. So, how did you progress from there?
That's exactly what happened. We were like, oh man, this was fun. This was a very, very fun week job to do. So we got excited about it. So we started writing more music without a due date this time. So a lot of the songs that are on the record came from that, from us hanging around and trying to figure out what riffs did we like and what melodies could we make. So we produced our first single, which was Out of Luck, on 2016, was it?
I think, yes.
2016?
Yeah.
And then we kept on going until Fear the Komodo, the album, it just happened.
All right, but I tell you what, because it just so happens that I've got it fairly close, let's listen to some of Out of Luck. This is where it all started.
Selfish wish, selling
we go. That is it. That was Out of Luck. So that's where it all started then. Indeed. And now, you know, I always ask this of any bands or artists we have on the program, because, you know, we're in a little microcosm here in Panama, aren't we? And breaking out isn't easy. Now, you've obviously managed to do that. How did it happen? Is it because you were doing the contest? Is that what gave you the international exposure?
Yes, I think actually we entered a lot of competitions back in the day. Mm-hmm. So that has to be a very important factor for us, something that really propelled us into, I'm not going to say stardom or something mm-hmm. like that, but it helped us get some recognition at least.
Right.
We started having a lot of people started supporting us. So yes, competitions I think were very important.
Mm.
And this last one, it was just huge. And I have to say, we never expected to reach that level,
mm-hmm.
to go to Germany, to one yeah. of the biggest metal festivals in the world.
So how did that actually come up? Because there must have been a lot of competition then. And of course, by then you are writing your own music.
Every now and then, there's a competition to go to Wacken.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, we won here in Panama,
mm-hmm.
and we had to go to, Guatemala. Yes, and we had to play against, it's supposed to be 6 bands, but I think because of the pandemic, there were just 4.
Right.
4 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, we went to Guatemala, we went on my birthday, 13th birthday, and we won, so that was the best, gift ever.
It was a very fun birthday.
Yes, it was very fun. And, well, we were very excited, of course. Then they told us, okay, on August, you have to be there at Wacken. It was just a huge festival.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing.
Actually, it was the second time that we attempted going there.
Because
right. we, on 2016, we signed up for the first time for the contest. And there was a competition here in Panama, which we won.
Mm-hmm.
And then we traveled to Honduras. San Pedro Sula, I gotta say, they make a pretty cool festival called Mega Metal, and
mm-hmm.
they hold the finals in that festival. And well, everything happened when we were on stage that time. You know, our cymbals fell, and his guitar got unplugged, and the bass got unplugged. And
well, that's all part of being a big rock star band, you know. You know, don't you? And if the guitar doesn't break, you smash it.
Exactly.
It was total chaos. Yeah.
But it was fun, and it was so fun that we were like, you know, we gotta do this again.
Right.
So, but without failing,
but without
miserably.
Yeah.
Write another song, 2 weeks on.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, we tried again on 2019, and
mm-hmm.
we were off to go to the finals that were supposed to be in El Salvador instead
right.
of Guatemala, but the pandemic came and the festival was suspended for 2 years. The Wacken and everything that had anything to do with Wacken, I wonder with live shows in general,
yeah.
got suspended. So we got delayed until 2022,
mm-hmm.
in which
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
Resumed the production of live festivals in general. So we got to go there. The thing about Wacken is that we never imagined that we could be on the biggest heavy metal festival in the world.
But did you find it daunting? I mean, you must have been there with bands that you knew from
from long ago.
Right.
Yeah. I think if Judas Priest played on their 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Slipknot for the first time,
so I
think that was a personal achievement for my friend here.
Slipknot played Wacken for the first time.
Who started it all?
So did we.
It's all their fault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's their fault that I was there, definitely.
Oh, wonderful. So, I mean, was it daunting for you?
Yeah, it was. It was a very daunting experience, but also very inspirational, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because we got to do a tour before getting there, so we could be like warmed up for a big audience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We did everything we could to be ready, not to be scared or stage frightened at the time that we were supposed
to
perform, and everything like fell into place, and we did our performance. Hugo got sick the day before, mm-hmm. and we did everything we could to make him like better and to be stage ready. And the day that we were supposed to perform,
I mean, it's a big festival. Through. There should have been something there to do it.
Actually, they didn't. I had to walk like for an hour to get into the town to get to a pharmacy to buy medicine. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yes, we were asking, do you have like some magic medicine or something like that? Like a needle you can stick in my throat.
No, I got a few mushrooms. But
maybe.
So, like, you know, flu shots we don't have. You want to try this?
So were you feeling a lot better when you had to perform? I mean, or was it an effort?
Well, the day before, I had no voice, actually.
Right.
So the day after, yes, I saved up. I didn't talk at all.
Right.
I didn't talk.
Yeah.
It all went smoothly, and right after singing, I lost my voice again. So it was perfect. It was perfect. After that, I was just like, okay, I'm going to drink some beer if you don't mind, guys. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the festival because I deserve it.
But it was a competition as well, wasn't it?
Yes.
How was the competition played out?
There were 29 bands.
Mm-hmm.
28. Well, I think there were some missing bands.
Oh, yeah.
But 28 bands mm-hmm. and 28 judges. I think there were supposed to be 28 judges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there were more, actually. There was one judge for each band, for each entry of the band. And there were like 12 or 15 other judges from the festival
mm-hmm.
In the areas of sound engineering,
production, mm-hmm.
and, you know, other type of qualifications. So there were like about 40 judges. And in the end, the podium went for Japan in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I think our friends from Argentina got second place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we were very happy for them because mm-hmm. they were great guys. They're called Vida. Third place was, I think, Denmark. And the fourth
your
place...
Your words, not mine.
Okay.
I don't remember.
He had a cold.
Yeah. He was done when the show was over.
But I wasn't done with the mushrooms, so...
And the fourth place was a tie between the Netherlands and Denmark.
Uh-huh. You already mentioned Denmark, so...
And then was the Netherlands and some other guys. Oh, Finland, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, we didn't get into the podium, which was, you know, sad, but when we finished our presentation, our mm-hmm. show, we were like... Well, after seeing like 15,000 people in front of us.
Really?
From the festival. Yeah, because...
They were the judges.
Well, actually, it was very surprising that they were so supportive, even though we hadn't maybe played our songs in local radios
mm-hmm,
or media.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know our songs at all. Even though I told them, for example, I want you to jump with this one. They all started jumping,
mm-hmm,
started pushing
mm-hmm,
each other.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoyed it,
mm-hmm.
and that was a truly, truly great experience.
Something that was remarkable was that we grew the crowd with our music, because we were playing at first in front of like 5,000 people or so.
Right.
But by the second song, we had even more people, and
mm-hmm.
by the
mm-hmm.
final song, the space in front of the stage was full of people, because this time the competition was held on an open air stage.
Right,
they usually
right.
make
mm-hmm.
it on a big surface tent.
Okay.
This time it
mm-hmm.
was open air.
It was they had a very hot summer.
Yeah.
I know, because in actual fact, my wife and I, we were on vacation, and just we came back on got back into Panama, I think, on the 1st of August. And we were over there. We were doing a river cruise on the Rhine and on the Danube.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all right on the Rhine. We got as far as a place called Regensburg, and then there wasn't enough water to get the vessel onto the Danube. So we did the rest of it by coach. It was a fantastic trip. I mean, it was lovely, but the weather was incredible. I mean, you must have got a good suntan.
Yes, we did. Got a lot of sunscreen on us the whole time.
So tell me, firstly, that's really quite a feat. But where do you go from here?
Well, we're now producing music,
mm-hmm.
new music, because it's been a while since we've written anything new.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing now. We're writing new songs. We are working with different producers. for demos that we already have mm-hmm. recorded ourselves at home. We can make it. We're trying to make a single campaign, right? We're gonna make
okay. mm-hmm.
release singles, and each single is gonna have like its own music video, mm-hmm. its own mm-hmm. T-shirt, and its concert, and that's what's coming on for us. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good.
More
good.
Music,
and we're trying to raise the bar even more mm-hmm. every mm-hmm. time we play. Before the trip, I think our shows. We already had something planned, but right there I put on some makeup. They also put on some makeup. We're starting to produce even more our shows, not
right.
just the songs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean that's become a big deal these days, isn't it? I mean we talk to artists now. They don't make their money selling records. They make their money doing the concerts.
Maybe selling different type of merch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like but, the t-shirts,
but just,
you know.
Yes, but yeah. but just with this, with the albums, the CDs, no, it's
no.
not worth it.
No, record sales are not.
But it's changed so much, hasn't it? Because it's no longer record sales. I mean, you go out and you buy an album, you bought the single, you bought the album, and now, I mean, everything is there. You don't need to buy anything. I just subscribe to Spotify, you subscribe to anything, and you've got the music at your fingertips.
Mm.
I mean, you know, we're listening to you right now. We're listening on Spotify. So how does that work for you? You know, how do you make money on platforms like Spotify?
We don't.
Well,
so it's pretty much the same as us here. Yeah?
Actually, if I would say that the most important thing that we achieved out of this experience was the bunch of stuff that we learned about the music business.
Yeah,
it's
important. Mm-hmm.
It's given us a very wider view of what we do and what should we strive for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, part of the main goal of what we're doing now is trying to build a bigger audience, to build numbers, which is maybe sadly what matters now if you ought to get some chances with a record label or with a booking agency or whatnot. You gotta have the numbers.
Right.
To back you up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're also focusing our efforts to build.
So, I mean, because these days as well, I mean, you must have a strong social media presence.
Yes.
How do you handle that side of things?
Well, we handle it ourselves. We do it pretty well. We have Edgardo, which is our creative
manager.
He
does everything as well.
Yeah. he used to call himself our manager, but when on the trip we found out that everyone is one fifth of a manager on the band. Mm-hmm. A manager, there's no managers here in Panama whatsoever on music business. So we do we try to make teamwork out of that big job that's to manage a band. So he's our creative producer. He takes our pictures and our videos and all. So we try to split everything up and try to make it work on the social media part. We try to get into contacts on different bigger media. We got to land La Prensa, actually.
Oh, great.
They did an article on us.
That's right. I remember saying that. Yeah.
And that blew up our social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. So, yeah, we tried to keep our
hold on just a second. Yasmin, make an article in La Prensa for the breakfast show.
Well, it got us... before we went to Germany, we had I think it was 1,400 followers on Instagram, and now it's almost doubled.
Wow, oh, great.
We're closer to 3K, actually.
Yes.
Uh-huh. 3,000.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Oh, good.
So we have to make the most of it. That's what we have learned. One of the things we have learned from our trip.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make the most of that experience.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, what can I say? Look, just about out of time, but I'm really chuffed for you. I think it's great. I mean, it's the more not just for you, but I mean for Panama, it's getting the word up because we've got so many, in every kind of genre really here. I mean, we've got so many talented people, and perhaps what we need is a good manager. Get everybody out there, get everybody out there, get the name out there, and with contacts outside in the States and so on and so forth. But you've done great, and keep coming back and telling us about it. All right.
Thank you very much. We We would love to be back here with more news.
Yeah, we do good coffee.
Indeed, yes, the coffee was great.
And once we have the new songs, maybe we can...
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, merch. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, look, Andrea and Carlos, thank you so very much. Or Hugo. Hugo Andrea and Carlos, thank you so much.
Thank you, do
keep in touch with us, because we like to know what you're up to. All right?
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
There we go. Komodo with us here on this morning's breakfast show.
I'm afraid it may be coming back. I know the pain my joy can deal.
Time on the breakfast show. You are keeping an eye on the time. We're just 1 minute away from the top of the hour. Still to come this morning, plenty of good music. Yasmin will probably have a little rummage around, see if we can find somebody born on this day. And we'll see how she is getting on, what she's up to. I think she went off to an event yesterday. So that's it for now. We've got the news coming up, and we'll be back with you after that.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataServ y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataServ Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServ, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
Absolutely, and big thanks to our advertisers and sponsors here on this morning's breakfast show. And don't forget, as you are sitting there now, only about 2 hours and 45 minutes to go until lunchtime, the Day Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food shop, now in Paitia Mall next to the Panama Clinic, that's in the Pacific Center. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and of course those delicious gourmet products that you can take away and just heat them up and enjoy them. So the gourmet store there in the Paitia Mall here in Paitia. And also our friends at Valley Motors, just to remind you once again, if you've got a car which is from the year 2010 or newer, all you have to do is say that you listen to the mention on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, and you will get a free full inspection of your car. And that's about a $50 value, boys and girls. Contact them today on their WhatsApp number, 6431-0419. 6431-0419. And who is that?
Valley Motors. Control.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's nice. Jerry Halliwell there, and Lift Me Up. Of course, that was Ginger Spice, wasn't it? Jerry Halliwell. And she is married to the team boss of Red Bull, Christian Horner, the Formula One racing team. Before that, Duran Duran, and All You Need Is Now. We're going to take another piece of music, and after that, we're going to check in with Yasmin, see how her week's going so far. And also, I do know, we do have a couple of tracks for this day, in fact, born on this day in music. But first, this is Jesse Ware.
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Words can never do the things that I need them to. Dream is just a dream, and I don't wanna sleep.
the track I've really got to like. It's Jesse Ware, and it's called Spotlight. And the spotlight now is on Yasmin. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Did you hear that? Because I heard in the background, and did you hear?
Yes.
Lala.
Yeah.
Lala's up and about. Heaven help us. Oh, so how was yesterday?
Oh, it was very, very nice. We were at Hotel El Panamá. Thanks to Podium Agency and Nestle Panamá, we were celebrating the International Day of Chocolate yesterday, which is today, but we celebrated yesterday.
Yeah, because I know you went yesterday, and you said, and then it was on our list of things relevant to today when we started the program.
Exactly.
So, yes,
I guess today they are going to be very busy. You
know, of course they are. Yeah, yes, yes. Come and visit us with a bucket of chocolate.
Yes. So yeah, it was very nice. They were they delivered boxes, tons of boxes of chocolates for the nurses because.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, it was a kind of appreciation of all their wonderful work they did during the pandemic. So and also. They had a doctor given a talk about the importance of taking a break during their working hours. And they showed them how to do some exercises and, you know, trying to feel better during their work time because they're very, very busy.
No, no. I mean, you know, one of these... because when you're a nurse, it's not a job, it's a vocation. It's what you want to do. I mean, I couldn't do their job for all the tea in China. It's just, you know, something I couldn't think of. And the trouble is, unfortunately, yes, it's like with teachers as well, people that want to teach. They do it because that's what they love. And what happens is then they're taken for granted because they do what they do. Like nurses, they can't just walk out on strike. I mean, they do it in stages sometimes, but because they know that they're responsible for people and for their lives. And I think people take advantage of it. I think people like nurses and teachers, good teachers, should be paid extremely well because what they do is incredibly important. I remember I was very ill once when I was over in the UK, and we never did find out what it was, but I was very ill. I had terrible stomach pains and whatever, and they wouldn't give me anything because they said, well, if we give you something, it'll kill the pain and we won't know. So, and this nurse in the hospital, she sat with me all night and held my hand.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, this is the thing they do because they feel what they do. You know, so I'm glad people are paying attention, especially over the pandemic. I mean, these poor people were worked to death. One, for want of a better word. But no, that's good. I'm glad they're doing something for the nurses.
Yeah. That was very nice. So thank you very much to Nestle Panama.
Yep. And my mother, by the way, lived to her age of 92. And the two things that she loved and she would not do without was her whiskey and her chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want a good, long, healthy life... So that was good. Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
And we got chocolate too.
You did. Yes, I wasn't going to tell anybody you bought some.
Yeah, and we tried a new one.
It was. I'd never
cappuccino coffee.
Because I love Kit Kats. I mean, Kit Kats I've had since, you know, since I was a little kid. I remember Kit Kats. And that one, you see, was, yeah, cappuccino was very different. It was really nice.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah. You only bought one pack.
Yeah.
Which we shared.
Yeah.
Which we shared. Can you go back today? It's chocolate day
today. Yeah, I should go back.
I got a carrier bag somewhere. So anyway, nice. Congratulations for Nestle for doing that. Very good.
Yes.
And have you got anything lined up for today?
Today, yes. We're going to be celebrating at Cool FM.
Oh, there's they are.
It's a birthday there. So we're going to be there. And then after that, I have a press conference for Ancon. They're going to have an event soon. So I'll tell you more tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And after that, I got an invitation for the Van Gogh performance, something like that. That's going to be in Atlapa.
Mm-hmm. You are busy, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I will really enjoy that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow we got guests, because Andreas will probably be chatting with us about the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But also tomorrow we have got Senora Galindo from the CCIAP, Cámara de Comercio, Industries and Agriculture of Panama.
Very important.
And Marcela Galindo, she's coming. She is the president of the CCIAP for this year, because I really enjoy on the Sunday. Every Sunday they bring out the Cámara Opina, a published newsletter that, and they're always very good and they're always to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And they do speak up. And one thing I want to ask is, I know you speak up, but do people actually listen and take notice of what we're saying? Because this is the problem here.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things need fixing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are talking about what needs fixing, but it doesn't seem to get fixed so well, does it?
Yes.
So this can be our guest tomorrow, which I shall look forward to speaking to.
But I think somebody's talking about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, So I look forward to that. Mm-hmm. You've got a busy little week this week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got World Beach Cleanup Day to talk about on Thursday. And on Friday, we have a doctor coming to talk to us, Dr. Wong.
Yes. Very good.
I shall sleep well at the weekend. So, anyway, you've chosen a couple of Born on This Day music.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The first one was Randy Jones. He was born in 1952 from American disco group The Village People. They had the hit single Smash a Man, In the Navy, Go West, and the 1978 U.S. number 2 hit YMCA. Its members were a symbolic group of fantasy stereotypes in attire often worn by gay men of Greenwich Village.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. There's only one track I could play, really, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we sing? Are we going to do the hand thing, are we?
Yes.
You can go.
There we go. That's the village people. Yes, we were all doing the exercise there, weren't we, Yasmin?
Yay.
Yay. Why? Yes.
You were so jolly.
So jolly. Mm-hmm. Yes, we like jolly, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We do good jolly here. And who's your second one for today?
Okay, the second one is Peter Cetera. He was born in 1944, American singer with Chicago. He had the 1976 US and UK number one single, If You Leave Me Now.
Mm-hmm.
Cetera left the band in July 1985 and scored the solo 1986 US number one and UK number three single, Glory of Love, the theme song from the film The Karate Kid Part 2.
Okay, and considering it is his birthday,
mm-hmm.
that's the one we're going to play, Glory of Love.
Okay.
I am the man who will fight for your right.
There we go. Happy birthday, Peter Cetera and Lori Evlove. So, yes, you're going to go off and enjoy your day?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
exactly.
Me too, in about 10 minutes' time.
Mm-hmm, yes, I know.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
And we'll be back tomorrow, won't we?
Yes,
we will indeed. Mm-hmm. Here, by the way, this is that one that came out, Elton John with Britney Spears.
Mm.
It's like I never... If you listen, I mean, you tell me, I'm going to ask you afterwards. Mm-hmm. Could you ever tell that it was Britney Spears, okay. or for that matter, Elton John?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Let's have a listen.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Yaz. Would you have known who was singing on that?
No.
No. I mean, I'd never known that was Britney Spears. And Lala either. Yeah, no, I know Lala. It doesn't sound like Britney Spears, does it? No. Yeah. She knows, you know.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So that's it. Well, look, enjoy your day.
Okay,
thank you. And I've got time to squeeze in one or two more.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But yeah. And by the way, it's a mess out there.
They can leave, but we don't care, we'll stay. I'm good right here, I've been waiting for you all year. Come play, make a mess right here. Do whatever, I like it weird, okay. Let them disappear, say whatever you want to hear. Just say
this.
And
That's Calvin Harris together with Justin Timberlake, Pharrell Williams on there as well. And Healthy and Stay With Me, as far as John Legend is concerned.
She moves in peculiar ways. This room is nothing more than her stage. It's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home. One I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hand. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is,
all I wanna do is get my nails. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend a big fun. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little west side chick out of London. Top boy boo, that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas, that be getting all the juice. Day night for my dudes, got the lace with the glue. I'ma dance all night in my new jeans.
Forever and a night to get this chance.
Come get this dance, baby.
All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and a night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is,
all she wanna do is dance.
All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever.
dance. And that's it. John Legend bringing us out of this morning's breakfast show with All She Wanna Do, featuring Sweetie, and there on that track. And that's it. A big thanks this morning to my guests, as Hugo and Carlos from Comodo. And it was really nice chatting with them. Congratulations to them as well for getting to Wacken. And big thanks goes to Yasmin, as always, my producer, social media expert, everything here in the Breakfast Show studio, including a couple of tracks today from Born on This Day. So big thanks to her, to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's come down with COVID again, so we wish you all the very best, Ingrid. Keep yourself wrapped up, keep warm, and get over it as soon as you can. So big thanks to her. Big thanks to Boys and Girls at Group Agora and keep us up and running. As always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to join us, that's easy. Just give us a WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822. Or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Remember, what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So take care, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.